ABC Radio Australia.
The murder of a 26-year-old woman in Port Moresby has thrown a harsh spotlight on the problem of domestic violence in Papua New Guinea. Grace Guevara's death has attracted national attention in PNG, and her boyfriend has now been arrested over her murder. More than two-thirds of women in Papua New Guinea have experienced domestic violence, as Bethany Harriman reports from Port Moresby.
Grace Guevara was just 26 years old when she was brutally murdered. Her death, allegedly at the hands of her partner, has devastated her father, Bao Sabadi.
My heart was broken because she's my firstborn daughter. Seeing her lying there with bruises, those stitches on her body.
He wants her killer locked up for life.
He might do it again. I want the law to take its full course. Give him life here, something so that he could be away.
In the 3 days since her death, Grace Guevara's image has been shared across social media, sparking public outrage, and her story has found its way onto the front page of one of Port Moresby's major newspapers. National Capital District Governor Paul Sparkup has joined the chorus of people lamenting the young woman's death.
You know, utter disgust, our anger and our shame at the killing that just happened on Sunday. Again, you know, we witness a senseless, horrific death among us in our capital city, in our country.
Governor Parkup concedes they aren't doing enough. But
the fact is that we have not done enough. I want to concede that. We have pushed, for example, for the national government to launch the strategic plan to respond to gender-based violence. The plan was launched last year. I understand government allocated some money for this year. I'm still waiting to see what has happened. So.
Police have now arrested Andy Paro, Grace's boyfriend of 2 years. In a statement, police outlined Grace's final moments.
According to the landlord, Andy Paro came at around 2 a.m. and began arguing with her and allegedly started beating her. She was rushed to Port Moresby General Hospital. However, the suspect allegedly followed her there and took her out of the hospital, where he allegedly continued to assault her until she died.
Police say there was a history of domestic violence in the relationship and that Grace Guevara had tried to leave in the past. Her death is far from an isolated case. More than two-thirds of women in Papua New Guinea have experienced family violence.
The laws are in place. You know, we've got the Family Protection Act, various other legislation in place.
Dr. Fiona Hukulu is an anthropologist at the National Research Institute who specializes in issues affecting women. She says more needs to be done to stem the violence.
We've got the policies, we've got the laws, we've got everything. We just don't have the resources backing it up, and we don't have enforcement for law in terms of the law, especially the police.
While Paul Sparkup says he's disgusted by the reoccurrence of domestic violence cases, he couldn't say how much his government was spending to combat it. And he levelled the blame on the police for not coming up with a plan in the last 11 years.
I've been governor for 11 years. And every year, every time we have a change in the Metropolitan Superintendent and ACP, I've invited them all the time to come up with a strategic plan. Up to now, I haven't seen a strategic plan.
Hopefully that could help the next woman. But it's too late for Grace Guevara. PNG police say her alleged murderer, Andy Paro, has been handed over to the homicide squad.